Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Welcome back to the show. And you know, let me start off. I can't do this right without thanking probably the most important part here is my co-host and producer partner Tim Dennis for having the station to get us going and being here with the boards, running them every week, keeping everything going and smooth for us. So, Tim, thank you for the past 2 years, and it's been a pleasure working with you, man. It's been cool to have your best buddy be your partner on a radio show and be able to travel the world and see all kinds of fun places, and it's been good to have you there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been very fun. It's been the most fun 2 years, I think, in my life, and we've known each other now for 19 years.
Ooh, that's crazy. Almost 20, yeah. My son will be 20 here in a couple weeks. So.
And it'll be the, it's been probably the, besides college, which we can't talk about any of that stuff on the air, it's probably some of the most fun we've had in the last 2 years ever in our lives.
I would agree. What's your favorite memory so far from doing the show or the events? What's been your favorite?
Again, a lot of moments on the trips I can't talk about. No, it's hard to narrow down one. It really is. But I think the first time we went to the Stanley, I think kind of blew my mind. Just not only the scenery, but, you know, just the kind of overall good feeling of that trip. And all the trips you get that really good feeling from, but that first Stanley trip, I think, is probably the most special to me.
Really? See, I think the first trip we did, period, when we did it out in Rhode Island with Steve and Paula, that was amazing because we didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And what do we have, a whole whopping 60 people we opened it up for?
Yep.
And but it was just such a great time, and there are still people from that event that here, you know, almost 2 years later are still attending every event with us and going along and having fun, and it's been great. So that's been one of my favorites. But I don't know, I gotta say, you know, we've talked to some great people, some fascinating people, but the opportunity to spend an hour on the phone with Dan Aykroyd,
that was cool,
talking about UFOs was right up there. And then I would say the next, my favorite second part of this deal was making friends with a few people. You know, my two new brothers, Chris Fleming, Patrick Burns, those guys have been amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, they've become like brothers to me. It's funny because we all grew up right around each other within about a 50-mile radius of each other, never knew each other, and we're all pretty close in age and never came into contact. And here we are all living in three different states, and we become friends at this age. So that's been a great time. And as a matter of fact, speaking about Chris and Patrick, we've got Chris, I know, is going to be on hold waiting, but we have two of the celebrities from the TV show Haunting Evidence are online with us right now, and hopefully they'll be able to hear each other. I know it's kind of hard, guys, but I'd like to thank you for calling in on our anniversary show. We've got Patrick Burns and Mr. John Oliver. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. How you doing?
Doing good, John. Thank you very much for calling and being a part of the show tonight. I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here. And Patrick, of course, it's always a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Yes, it is, and it's a surprise. I didn't realize that you were going to be on the show tonight, John.
Oh, everybody's going to be on the show tonight. We even have God showing up at one point. He just won't call. He won't tell us when. So
that'll be the time I fall over and have my first heart attack.
Exactly.
It'll be like, I'm taking Tim now. Boom.
We've had we had the chance to meet with Patrick. I think it was about 6 months into the show. We were referred to Patrick from Diana Avena. From Georgia, she had said, you really got to talk to this guy. He's got a new TV show coming out called Haunting Evidence. And he told us about this, and we had watched, Tim and I had watched that Psychic Detective show. And when we tuned in, man, you guys really knocked us off your socks. And John, I got to tell you, it's still watching you on that show is one of my highlights of any of the paranormal shows, is just watching how crazy accurate you are pulling up stuff that it just seems so insane that you would have any knowledge of. I mean, your abilities week after week just astound me, and I just want to tell you, it's awesome to watch you do what you do. And suddenly I'm breaking into a 70s song, watching you do what you do when you do what you did to me.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And good. We got to have you out at the Stanley, too, this year. That was great.
That was a lot of fun. The only thing I regret is I couldn't stay longer, because I remember you sent the car to get me at the other seminar I was given. I came over, did the lecture at the Stanley, and then had to leave all too quick.
Well, hopefully you're still going to be able to make it. We're going to try to have you out at the Eastern State Penitentiary event. Are you going to be able to stay a little bit longer with us this May?
I sure will, because I don't have another seminar going on at the same time, so I hope I can hang out a little bit longer with you guys.
Well, that'd be fantastic. So John will be out there, and as a matter of fact, I got to add him up to the site. I don't know. We've been sold out, so I just keep forgetting to even go up and update that site on it. But, the Eastern State Penitentiary event in May, we're going to have John out there. And, you know, John, too, you know, Patrick always spoke so highly of you before I had a chance to meet with you and talk, and then we got to meet you out at UNIFCON 2 years ago, and just such a nice guy. And, you know, I mean, some of the people in this field, you know, come across so pompous when they have this ability, like they are a god. And you've been nothing but humble and funny, and your stories that you told captivated people at the Stanley. It was just a great time to have you there and be a part of that with us. So I'm looking forward to working with you at other events.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that too. And I think that the reason some people, you know, may become pompous has nothing to do with being a psychic or having special abilities. I always believe those types of people would be pompous no matter what field they would choose to go into. And I've told a lot of psychics, you know, okay, so you channel, so you can remote view. Get over it.
John's giving them the proper perspective on this stuff, huh?
That's right. Agree.
Now, Patrick, too, and again, like I said at the beginning, you've become like a brother to me, and hanging out with you and seeing you at the events and working with the people and the way you hustle your butt with the fans and spending so much time with them. And, oh, my God, plus you are probably one of the most talented photographers I've seen. I know you've just been doing it for a couple of years here, and the stuff that you come up with is fantastic. So, you know, I'm looking forward to many years working with you as well. But let me ask you real quick, Patch, out of all the events and stuff you've done and been involved with, what do you think has been one of your favorite parts over the last year and a half here?
Oh, the Queen Mary, without a question of a doubt. I mean, I remember seeing it when I was a kid watching Courtship of Eddie's father, Bill Bixby, and the little boy that played Eddie, you know, playing around on the deck of the ship during the opening credits. And I found out it was the Queen Mary, and it was this old ocean liner that they had preserved and turned into a museum, and I was like, oh, is that awesome? I'd love to visit there. And this was before I was a ghost hunter, before I even knew that the Queen Mary was haunted. And, you know, of course, that was just icing on the cake when I found out that the Queen Mary was a haunted location. You know, it was surreal. I remember Bill Murphy, for the first Queen Mary event, picked me up at the airport, and he took me over to the Queen Mary, and he and I were chatting, and I wasn't really paying attention. All of a sudden, we were in the parking lot, and I turned to my right, and there it is. And I mean, my jaw just dropped. It was really a surreal moment for me. I mean, I'd known about the ship almost my entire life, and to finally see it, boom, right there in front of me was surreal. And of course, the old ship, the Gray Ghost, does not disappoint where paranormal activity is concerned either. I think it's been one of the most active, if not the most active, location that we've been to.
Wow, even over Waverly Hills, you think?
Oh, totally.
Really?
Totally. Okay. Don't get me wrong, Waverly Hills, you know, was fascinating to visit, but the amount of activity that went on at Waverly I don't know. I think it was an off night, or maybe I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. I still say that, hands down, the most activity that I have experienced on any of the events that we've been to is, without a question of a doubt, the Queen Mary.
Well, I'm looking forward to John, and hopefully when you're out at the Eastern State trip with us, we'd love to have you come out for a night, and maybe you can hang with Patrick in one of the tunnels and for the ghost hunt, and kind of give your perspective on what you're picking up and if you're seeing anything or experiencing anything weird while we're there.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that, because just like on the show, I like it when I
gotten used to now picking something up or seeing something and calling Patrick over and asking him to, you know, take a picture here, take a picture there, so that we can actually, you know, see what's going on.
I remember that on the Russell Tricott episode. It was amazing. He was telling me, take pictures in these locations, and sure enough, we were getting these anomalies in the photographs. It was one of the first times that I'd worked with the infrared camera, and the stuff that we were picking up was crazy and just fascinating.
Well, good. That'll be exciting. Then we'll be able to put you guys to the test at Eastern State and see what's going on. You know, it's funny to me, John. We've done the Queen Mary, Waverly Hills, the Stanley Hotel, Rolling Hill Sanitarium, this cute little hotel in Rhode Island, which doesn't, you know, it's like a Holiday Inn or La Quinta Inn now, I think. And you look at it and it doesn't seem haunted at all, but we get crazy activity there. And what I've found is, you know, And I wonder, Patrick, when you're saying about Waverly not being that impressive for the night we were there, I wonder often, you know, we go into Eastern State, we go into Waverly Hills, you go into some creepy old dodgy place that looks like it should just be wrought with terror and, you know, from every horror movie you've ever seen, we're kind of desensitized. So when we're in there, you know, you're kind of waiting and all your alarms are on high alert, and when something happens, it just doesn't seem that remarkable or that freaky. But then when you're in a beautiful place like the Stanley Hotel, which is just this gorgeous, beautiful old hotel, and then you've got the Queen Mary, which is this gorgeous, beautiful luxury liner, and these just really nice places, and especially like that little hotel out in Rhode Island that we go to, it just looks like a regular old, you know, La Quinta Inn or whatever. You're in there, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, something freaky happen, and it's kind of like, because it shouldn't happen here. It's too beautiful or too serene or too nice. That's when I think people really get unnerved by it. And I don't know if you found that, either one of you, that, you know, if the prettier the place, when something weird happens, it just gives you that kind of doubly freaked out feeling because it just seems so unnatural in that place. And do you think maybe we do ignore the creepier stuff that happens at the freaky place because it's just so, you know, it's supposed to be there?
Right, because it's ironic that the place is beautiful. But think about this for a moment. When you go over to the other side, if you're going to get stuck here, are you going to stay in some creepy dump in a prison, or are you going to check into the Stanley Hotel and hang out there for a while?
No, that's a good point. I told Tim we're going to be hanging out at the all-you-can-eat buffet at China Garden, I think.
I thought it was Hooters.
Is there a haunted deja vu? Because that's where I'm at.
Well, there will be. Once we're dead, Tim, there will be a haunted deja vu.
I'm haunting Hooters.
Okay, very well. And, guys, like I said, I appreciate the friendship. We appreciate you being a part of the radio show and part of the live events, and couldn't be there and couldn't do what we've done for the last 2 years without the support and help of guys like you and coming on from your TV show. And you know, what I'm always astounded by when people come to me at the events is how blown away they are that you guys are so human. I guess they're expecting Tom Cruise's and Brad Pitt's and snobby actors who they're, you know, TV star people that are going to be full of themselves. And all I hear is just how fantastic, John, you were this time at the Stanley. Everybody loved meeting you and how cordial you were. And, of course, Patrick, you know, you become one of the fan favorites to hang out with and ghost hunt with and just hang in the bars with after hours because you're just so cordial. But it's that kind of attitude, and I hope you guys keep up with that because it really makes you very unique and special people in this field. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you for the wonderful opportunity.
No, not a problem, guys. And like I said, I look forward to working with you both more in the future. I know you both have lives tonight, so I'll let you get flying and get off. But thank you very much for spending some time with us here on the anniversary.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you too as well. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Tonight is our second anniversary, and we're getting calls in from some of our favorite past guests and also some of our friends and listeners out there. If you'd like to call in, Tim, why don't you throw open the phone number again, and we'll give it out if anybody out there would like to call in.
Dave in the Napa Valley, you can dial 952-830-1470. On the East Coast, it's 952-830-1470. And, of course, in the Midwest, well, guess what? It's 952-830-1470.
That's right. You know, we do want to thank, too. We've got Chris Fleming on the line. We'll pick him up. Tim, you got a call there ringing in. You can go ahead and grab it, and I'll do this. We got to make sure to thank these two big guys, because without them, where would the paranormal radio be? We've got to thank Art Bell and George Norrie and even Ian Punnett here out of Minnesota for breaking the shell and making paranormal radio what it is, so that little shows like us can be out there and doing a different version of it. And thank you for the cordial and gracious attitude that you've shown to little shows like us, because I know that they've helped support shows like Ghostly Talk and Night Watch. And again, we want to thank our buddy Todd Sheets over at Night Watch and Scott and Doug over at Ghostly Talk and everybody for all the help and support they've shown us since we started up our show and having us on their show. And it's just been a great time. So thank you very much to all of them. And let's go now, Tim. Do we have Chris on the line?
Yeah, we do.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, guys. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that. Can you believe it? 2 years.
I know. I can't believe it. Seems like yesterday.
And it started with my stalking IMs to you and emails.
Hey, Chris, what do I give Dave for the anniversary gift? Is it wood?
Oh, God, you're so sick.
Oh, man, just slap Tim in the back of the head.
I'm going to. As soon as I can, I'll get up from this table and bitch slap him over the table. But, Chris, yeah, you've become, like I said earlier, you've become like a brother to us and especially to me, being there when I've had paranormal activity and things that I need help with and questions and answers and just been a great guy. And, again, it's, the success of our events have been built on the shoulders of everybody. Always thinks it's Jay and Grant from TAPS, but it's also the guys out there like you and Patrick that are, also out there busting your ass at every event and making sure that you're part of it and interacting with the fans and just doing it. So, man, I can't even tell you how much I appreciate the friendship and the support you've given us for the last 2 years.
Oh, no. Well, thank you for having me. I mean, it's been a blast. You know that. Everything that's gone into it, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And for people that don't know the story, I think it's kind of funny. I'm tenacious. And when I'm sitting there, literally, this is how it happened. I'm on the hopper at home, in the restroom, flipping through my new Entertainment Weekly magazine. And there's this article about this show called Dead Famous. And I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. And this was shortly after our show had kicked off, and I wanted to get some decent guests. So I contacted the Biography Channel to talk to them and find out how we could get this guy. And they sent me an email, and what was stupid was they copied me and Chris. So I got Chris's email address, which had his AOL screen name on it. So I had AOL, so I added him, and he happened to pop up one day, and I just, hey, bud, this is Dave from Darkness Radio. Thanks for agreeing to do our show, and blah, blah, blah. And thus began the stalking. Well, I did.
People don't know, as I called up my publicist, and I'm telling her, I'm like, hey, be careful when you give my name out. I got this guy who keeps popping up every time I'm on AOL, starts talking to me. And I haven't even done a show yet.
No, but in my defense, I got to tell you, this is how our first phone call went. He goes, hey, well, why don't I give you a quick call? We'll talk about it. This is how it went. Hey, Chris, Dave Schrader, nice to meet you. I'm glad you're going to do the show. Hey, Dave, yeah, great. This is what I thought we could talk about. And the next 45 minutes was Chris telling me all the cool stuff we could talk about. At that point, I felt the walls were down and we were buddies because he just rambled, man. We had a good time chatting and laughing with one another. But I kept popping up on this guy. It was just so funny because he's like, oh, Jesus, not you again. And I'd see him pop on and then pop off real quick. And I was like, wait, was he avoiding me? We're friends now. But I got to tell you, we've talked about favorite memories, and I got to tell you, one of my favorite memories.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, Tim, it's coming out too.
Uh-oh.
My favorite memory with Chris Fleming and Tim, we go to, we're in Chicago, and Chris is part of a paranormal group out in Chicago called the Chicago Paranormal Research Society. And we all went out with their paranormal team to hang out for the night, and we went to dinner afterwards, and we're sitting at the table, and I'm at the end of the table, and Chris is to my right, and Tim is to my left. And they're facing one another. And I just noticed as we're talking, Tim's got this really dopey, lovelorn Davy Jones.
It wasn't a lovelorn look.
And then Chris turns away to talk to somebody at the table. And I looked at him and I said, dude, do you need a napkin? He goes, well, what are you talking about? I said, you're drooling. He goes, no, I'm not. And I go, stop staring at him. You're freaking me out. And he goes, Dave, I got to tell you something. We've known each other for 18 years. We're best friends. I'm straight as an arrow. I'm not gay. But I just want to hold him and protect him from the world. Is that wrong?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's one of those things. I'm looking at Chris, and Chris has these really deep eyes. This sounds really gay.
Yeah, see?
But you look at him, you look him into his eyes, and you're like, wow, there's something more going on there than just that.
Unlike the people you're used to being around? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And so I'm just burying myself here. I'm going to shut up.
Yes, that's pretty much exactly how it happened.
Thanks,
so,
Tim.
Not a problem. So it was just, I was like, I don't know, you know, I'm not gay, but I want to hold him and protect him from the world. I don't know what it is.
So Chris,
that's so sweet.
It is sweet. And you know, Chris made Tim's day when at the Stanley back in March, he leapt onto Tim's lap and put his head on top of Tim's bald head and smiled, and we've got pictures to prove it. So it was hilarious. But that's been one of my favorite memories of Chris Fleming, and of course hanging out and doing ghost hunts with you and doing the events and being a part of it. That's you've been great, man, and I can't tell you how much I've appreciated the support you've given us by you know, helping us get other guests and pimping out our show on your website and to your MySpace people and everything like that. It's been a great great friendship and great support.
No, I appreciate it. Like I said, it's been a lot of fun. It's just grown. I think, you know, all of us together, we just have networked and met so many more people that are out there because of this, the things that we've done with these events and these radio shows, and I think that's what it's all about. Nobody can do it alone, you know, and I think we've all done it together, and that's what's special about it.
I don't know about you, but maybe you and Tim have done it together. I don't feel like I'm any part of this.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. Well, Chris, I want to thank you very much for being a part of the show. And
you're welcome.
Again, for being our friend. And you've been a great guy, and I look forward to many more years of working with you. And congratulations for 2008 are in order. You've got a lot of stuff burning right now, and I can't wait for you to break the news and tell people what's going on. So congratulations. Give us a call as soon as you're ready to break some news, and let's talk.
I will. Thanks, guys. Have a good time.
See you in a few weeks at the Palmer House, my friend.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Tim, do we need to take a break, or are we just going to say screw breaks for this
hour?
No,
you know what? Actually, we have a special guest that we should get to before we get to break. He's been waiting very patiently.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
From Nightwatch Radio, here's Todd Sheets.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Dave? How are you?
Doing great. Thanks a lot for coming on this evening. I appreciate you spending a little time with us on our anniversary.
Well, that's the whole thing. I got to say happy anniversary to you and Tim, and I think now's the time we should let everyone know that the secret is out, man. We've been lovers for the last 3 years. And
I knew it!
Okay.
Todd.
It's okay to let everyone know.
Todd, come on.
Todd, who pitches and who catches? Just let me know that. That's all I want to know.
Hey, don't judge our love, all right, Tim? You've got your Fleming, and I've got, at least my guy's got long hair. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I can grab mine by the ears. And,
Never mind. Well, Todd, I appreciate you being with us, and you've been a great support to the show, man. You've had us on probably about a half dozen times on your show promoting our live events and talking about unity and the things that are going on in the field, and you've been a great friend to us and a great friend to the show. So, you know, and hopefully we can get your squirrely ass out to one of our events again. We had you out briefly to a Stanley event back in November last year, and unfortunately a family emergency made you go back like within 24 hours of getting there, so hopefully we'll get you back out to another event and hang out.
I plan on it. I do. The last time I was ready to go, I was like death in the family. So it's on and on and on. It seems like always something jumping in my way. It seems like me and the airplanes have some kind of a date with destiny where I'm not allowed to go. But we're going to make this happen.
Well, screw destiny. We're taking control now, Todd.
That's cool. And you know what? Seriously, you mentioned something about it. And you know, my home, anywhere I have a show, it's a home for you, man. You're always welcome to be there, both of you. I enjoyed an amazing car ride with Tim. We can't talk about that on the radio, but it was really great.
Well, let's just say he was cheating on you, Dave.
Oh, damn it.
But it was really an amazing time, and really the both of you guys, you're dear friends of mine, and we met through radio shows, but regardless of radio shows and all the other BS and all the drama, the fact is we're great friends, and I really do cherish having you guys as part of my life, you know?
Well, thank you, Todd, and I appreciate you for everything that you've done and helping us with getting guests and hooking us up with Dean Haglund after the show that he did with you to get him out to our comedy show at the Queen Mary this last time, And you know, you've just been supportive in just about every way known to man. So I want to thank you for that, and you're a real class act, buddy. I'm proud to call you a friend.
Well, thank you. I'm blushing now, but I appreciate it very much.
Well, you take care, and thanks for giving us a call, and be safe out there. I appreciate you calling in during your show. That's great, man.
No problem, man. You guys have an incredible evening as well, and many more years for both of us.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Take care.
All right, Timothy, who else do we have lined up here on the lines with us?
Well, just real quick before we go to break, you want to talk to Anthony from the chat room?
I do.
From
Let's
Infinity
get
Paranormal. Anthony, yeah. And then when we come back, we'll talk to another guest who's been on the show.
Okay.
Who I'm going to keep that one a little surprise for you, too.
All right,
let's bring up Anthony right now. Anthony. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on? Give me a second here. I got some computer problems here.
Okay, no problem. Well, and for those of you that don't know, if you're in our live chat room, Anthony is one of the moderators of the chat room, and he's there to help out. And without him, we'd have a lot of problems. So, again, I want to thank him very much for all the work that those guys do in the room. And, again, you can join in our live chat room every week on Sunday nights. You just go to our website at darknessradio.com and click on the listen button, and there you'll see a link to the live chat room. And come on in there and hang out with you know, Anthony and the crew. So, Anthony, thank you again.
You're welcome.
All right. So what's going on with you, buddy? You ready for the new year?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. We got an investigation going on at the at what's called the General Morgan Inn. It's a historic site. It dates back to the 1700s. And as soon as my computer gets back up here, I can see the chat and hear the show.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you very much, buddy, and you have a good year, and thanks for your support of the show.
But before I go, I just wanted to say that the show has been great. We've been in the chat now for almost 2 years. We really appreciate you guys having a show and pair of investigators, and we thank you for bringing some light to the darkness, okay?
Hey, not a problem. Thank you very much, buddy, and thank everybody for tuning in. Do we have to take this break now, Tim, or are we good?
Let's take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll have more special guests.
All right, great. We'll take one break here for the show. Welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show second anniversary. We'll be back with more right after this.
Adopting aliens and giving them good homes since 1953. Just don't tell our landlord.
E.C. Stonehome.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's Dave and Tim shacking up in the darkness on the edge of town. The smell of voodoo hangs in the air. Either that or Dave and Tim had the 7-bean salad for dinner.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Welcome back to the darkness, or whatever is hanging in the air, on the edge of town.
Hey, welcome back to the show. And we just had Anthony from the chat room on. I'm going to try to buzz through this real quick. I just want to thank all the people that come in and support us every week. We got Ben, Gunstrom, Rowdy, Anthony, of course, and I know I'll butcher some of these names, Selly, Stretch, Superfly, Kaniko, AJ, Bill Murphy, of course, who's been a great buddy to us, Boo Daddy, CIP Casey, we got Diane, Don from PPRS, Eek the Cat, our good friend, Etta's out there, Georgia Spirit Chaser, Galahad, Ghost Trekker, Gina, of course, there's Lovely Ever, Kimberly, Mary Beth, Mischief Maker, Nicholas, the Queen Mary Lady, Queen Ghost Geek, thank you very much for being with us, Jen, Stephanie, Sid from PPRS, the Doctor, my good friend Dave, the Walrus has been, we also have Heather, Violet, Andrew, I'm going to butcher this one, Apulia Doodler from PPRS, I believe that's Marty, our good friend Marty and Michael, we've got Ellie, we've got Ghost Hunter JD, we've got HUD, Joe, Jeremy W, Lady J, Legend, Lucky Lady, and I want to thank Lucky Lady a lot. That's Carrie, my ex-wife, my mother of my children. She's been very supportive. She continues to be a good friend to me, and I just want to thank you for all that you do and taking care of the kids while I'm out of town with doing the events and such. And I also want to thank my brother Stewie, Lee, and especially Stewie for coming out and hanging out and keeping Carrie company when I'm out of town so that I know if somebody's there taking care of my kids and taking care of Carrie and making sure everything's safe. I want to thank Michelle, both Michelles in the chat room. We've got Pixie Ears, RMPRS, Stu, Scotty. We've got Chris and Strack all in the room. I want to thank all of you for tuning in, and thank you to everybody. So I want to bring on, what do we have next here, Tim? You said we've got another guy, Adam Bly. All right, we've got demonologist, parapsychologist, all over coolologist, Mr. Adam Bly with us. Good evening, Adam.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Doing great, buddy. Thank you very much for your help over the last couple of years. It's been great to become a friend with you and, just to mix and mingle and have you out at the events. And, you know, I was telling people we had John Zaffis on the show the other night talking, and I said whenever there's problems, the first two people I reach for the phone for are you and John. Because you guys are the go-to guys in this field when something naughty's coming up. And, you know, you guys are always first to jump out there and help. And I can't tell you, you know, how much I appreciate that and you being a part of it. And then your awesome artwork with your light portraits, being at the events and the fantastic talks you give. And I think my favorite Adam Bly memories are going to the event. I think it was our second event last December well, not last December, but two Decembers ago at the Rhode Island event. Tim, remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Adam comes in, gives his talk on demonology and the psychology of paranormal, and two of my guests walk up to me and said, "We don't want a refund, but we're going to go home now." I said, "But you haven't investigated." And they said, "Well, we just heard Adam. We don't want to investigate." And I said, "Well, then I guess you got the message you needed to hear tonight." And they said, "Oh, definitely." And I had other people tell me the same thing, and they loved hearing from you. It wasn't, nobody was angry about the talk, but, man, you definitely have an impact on people, and you give it and say it the way it needs to be said, and I appreciate that.
Well, and you know, Dave, I really appreciate your openness to the full spectrum of perspectives in the field, and I know, in a sense, I kind of give an anti-paranormal talk, but it's not that I feel people shouldn't be curious or looking into the paranormal. I just want to really inject, you know, some proper sense of caution and respect for the potential dangers of doing this stuff. And so, you know, I think if we temper it with caution and good education, I think it can be done safely. But yeah, I agree. I think we've changed quite a few people in terms of the way they look at things.
And maybe at least making them a little bit safer when they go on to do an investigation and, you know, think twice before they make this field. And actually, we've had this effect. That was my first event that Adam came and did for us, and I heard it. And I'll tell you, I fell in love with Adam at UNIVCon 3 years ago when I went in and sat down to hear this talk. And I wasn't sure. It was a bunch of college students and, you know, here's this one guy who's kind of one of their counselors helping him out with stuff. And I go in to sit down and I listen to their talk, and they blew me away with the information that that Adam shared with me on the psychology of the paranormal and how the mind works and how it can affect the paranormal. And it's just been great. And you are one of my favorite speakers at any of our events that we've had. So I just want to thank you for that too, Adam.
Well, you're making me uncomfortable. You know, I don't like to hear all this stuff. But.
Yeah, but you know what? It's all good because that was your calling. This is the job you're supposed to do, is to share and shed light, and you're doing your job. So, you know, don't look at it as though I'm trying to blow up your head. I'm just letting you know that the job that you're doing is working, and it's very impactful.
Well, and your events and the work that you're doing to give us a platform to reach people has also been invaluable. And so, you know, I want to say to you, thank you for all the opportunities you've given.
Sure.
You know, in the face of some people, I'm sure, don't like to hear some of this stuff, and you've been brave about putting it out there anyway. So, you know, that's also a good on your part.
Well, what do you have any fond memories at all from any of the events you've done?
Oh, so many. So many. I have a lot of genuine good feelings about your events. It's a chance for all of the professionals to get together and socialize a little bit, catch up with each other, talk about what we're seeing out there, play with, you know, new technology or ideas that we might have. I would say the auctions have been some of the best,
right?
Because you're funny as an MC. I think we had a really good time, particularly at that one on the Queen Mary.
All right.
And what did we raise, close to $12,000 or something?
Yeah, and that first one on the Queen Mary. Yeah, we just had a great time with this last one, too, and raised another $13,000 for the Shriners Children's Hospitals.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, that's just awesome.
Great.
So, you know, those are my main fond memories, is the good we've been able to do and, you know, the fun and getting a chance to just talk to people.
Well, Adam, thank you very much, and thank you for your continued support, and we'll look forward to seeing you. I know we've got you coming up to the Queen Mary and the Stanley events with us in February and March, and I look forward to seeing you then, buddy.
Sounds good. I look forward to it, too.
All right. Take care, my friend.
All right. Take care, Dave.
Thank you. And you're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town's second anniversary show. That's why you're hearing a bunch of different voices chiming in with us tonight. We're able to talk. And, Tim, you want to give out the phone number one more time real quick?
952. That's right, Dave. For aliens all over the universe, 952-830-1470. For those of you stuck on the toilet looking at pictures of Chris Fleming in Entertainment Weekly, it's 952-830-1470. And for those of you who will like the sound of Dave's voice, 952-830-1470. Call now.
Thank you, Tim. Now, who do we have on the line next with us?
Well, he's kind of like one of those tarot psychic guys, so he should be able to tell you himself who's on the line.
Oh.
It's Scotty Roberts.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Doing great, buddy. Thanks for joining us on the show tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, Scotty?
Not bad. Hey, here, let me put down my copy of Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Scott, I want to thank you. You know, you've been great. You've been a great support helping to pimp us out on MySpace and on websites and what's that, Carl's List or Chet's List? What the hell is it? Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Chet's List.
I can't remember these things, man. Too much knowledge. If I forget that, then if I remember that it's Craigslist, that means something important like who is the hairdresser on Leave It to Beaver show might evaporate out of my head. But, Scotty, I appreciate how much you've done for us, too. You've been a great help. And, boy, you got to do your first event with us here, this last Stanley Hotel. What did you think of that?
I did, and I really enjoyed it. I was going to say, everybody who's calling in has been going to these events with you and has been doing things with you for quite a while. The Stanley, just a couple of months ago, was my first event, and I really enjoyed myself there. I'll have to admit, I was so worn out during the day after doing all the readings that by the time the evening came, I was pretty much kind of paced, and I'd sit and just kind of hung out with some people there. And had a great time doing that. Had a great time getting to know Timmy a little bit better.
Ain't
I? And that was a lot of fun. Made some good friends there. I'm really looking forward to doing the Stanley coming up, doing the Palmer House in just a couple of weeks, and a couple of the other events coming up.
All right, Queen Mary, Eastern State. You're going to be out there with us everywhere. So it's good times by all. So what's been your favorite memory so far of the events?
Oh boy, my favorite memory of the events. I think it's just it's been the hanging out with people, getting to know people. Doing readings is one thing. You try to close off really knowing anybody personally while you're doing a reading. You're trying to read what's there, and so you don't want to ask too many personal questions at that time. So it's more of the after hours stuff when we would sit around. A good friend, he's in the chat room tonight. I think Ellie. Was a good friend, and we sat and we hung out, and Lee, and of course Timmy, and I have to say one of my favorite memories was hanging out a little bit in Jason's villa, and watching him trash a sock monkey in the ceiling fan. So,
see, it's the behind the scenes stuff that makes it fun, right?
Yes, well, and that's on a video somewhere. If you go to his MySpace, I think. He's got a video of that somewhere,
very cool.
But that was a lot of fun.
Well, Scotty, thank you very much. We wish you a great 2008.
Thanks, Dave.
This year, and we'll look forward to seeing you at more of the events.
Hey, have you got 30 seconds here?
I do.
I took liberty to draw a card on Darkness Radio. I don't know how effective this would be since it's Darkness Radio isn't an individual, but it's made up of you two guys. And I drew the Queen of Swords. And I don't want either of you to take the queen aspect of this personally.
How about the swords?
The swords will work. It's a very interesting card because altogether it symbolizes, get this, intelligence, self-reliance, determination, willpower. It signifies somebody who's been through the ups and the downs and has, in a sense, overcome those and come up on top of the heap, and that's kind of the presence of the sword, giving a little bit of authority and a little bit of power to what you're doing. And it's somebody who has really overcome some bad things or overcome some difficulties to get to where they are, and that puts them in this great seat and this great place of going forward from there.
Excellent.
And you're sure you drew the right card?
Yeah, I think he originally drew the death card, and he's just too embarrassed to tell us.
The death card.
All right,
Scott. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, thank you very much, sir. You have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, and I want to go ahead and real quick thank a couple more people. Without help, we couldn't have gotten where we've gotten. We've got our original, the OG, if you will, of our intern staff. We had the lovely Robin, who was a big part of the show in the first year and helping us and answering phone calls and just sitting there quietly waiting for the phone to ring when we were starting off and nobody would ever call in. She did her job in helping us update websites and create badges for events. Ben, we miss you, and we're glad for your success, and hope that we can get you to come by and visit us on the show. And, of course, our newer intern, Ashley, who was with us for a couple of months helping out, lovely force, and we thank you for being a part of the show and helping us. And, of course, can't forget this without our two graphic artists and supporters, Tim's Auntie Jackie. Becky for coming out with our original designs for the show. And those are the cool designs you can buy on the black shirts that Tim sells at all of our events. It's the one with the cool creepy trees with the face kind of floating around in the trees. That was created by Auntie Jackie. She did all of our press kits to start us off and graphics for our website. She's been fantastic support. And, of course, one of my oldest friends, Dan Masnick, the Maz, for coming up with the cool cartoon characters that you see of our cartoon logo and most of the logos and designs that we get for our events. He does the imagery for that. You can find him on my MySpace front page if you want him to do any kind of artwork for you. He's great and very affordable. He's Maz, so click him. And then, of course, I want to also mention, again, my brother Lee for all the support and friendship from times when we've had dark times dealing with crackpots out there. He's always been there to help support me and keep me going, so thanks a lot for that, buddy. We've got a couple more calls I think we're going to be taking up here in a second as well. And I also want to thank Michael and Marty Perry for, you know, I had a great chance getting to meet them a couple times now, and they've been a fantastic force, and I really look forward to working with them together on many different ventures in the future. And, of course, Tim, we can't forget Beth, the lovely Beth Venestrom.
Oh,
from
yeah.
Planet Paranormal for stepping up and taking us on at first and helping us and providing us a stream to keep the show going, and great support there. And now the new staff that's taken over Planet Paranormal and, of course, Planet Paranormal itself. And you check that out at planetparanormal.com for a great lineup of different speakers. And now this next guy I know you've got on the line for me, I'm excited to have on the show because you know, you meet some souls out there in life you just know are special people. And I got to go to Dragon Con this last year. And for those of you that miss it, Dragon Con is phenomenal. It's out in Georgia. People come from all over the world. And I think they have like 50, 60, 70,000 people that go through here. And a lot of them come in costumes or in character. And one of the shows, aside from Ghost Hunters, it's my favorite show on the Sci-Fi Channel, is the Doctor Who series, and my kids and I watch it, never miss an episode, and love the new Doctor that took over for season 2. And as I'm sitting there at the after hours party with a bunch of the people and Jason Hawes and everybody, in walks Doctor Who, walks up to the bar, comes up, has a drink. I go over, I invite him to come sit down with us, and he's been a friend since. And hey, Doc, thanks for joining us and calling in on the show tonight.
Oh, I'm glad you have me. Congratulations, you guys, on 2 years.
Well, thank you very much, my friend.
So pleased.
Yeah, it's cool, and it's opportunities like that that got us out so that I could go out and end up meeting all the great people I've met at Dragon Con and make a new friend with you. And, you know, your support and friendship and tuning in every week on the show and being in our chat room and hanging out with us, I really do appreciate it, Doc. I appreciate it a lot.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be any other place.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, my friend.
Sure. Take care, mate.
You too, and have a great new year, and much health and happiness to you in 2008, Dave.
Oh, yeah. It's already started off with a bang.
All right. Good deal. You have a good one, buddy.
Take care.
All right. And then that's going to open up, I think, one more phone line for you. So if you're interested, you can give a call in, and we've got the phone line up on our site. And again, real quick, Tim, it's 952-830-1470. 1470. Who do we have next on our lines?
Deborah Collins. How you doing, Deb?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Deborah Collard out of Knapps.
Sorry, Collard.
Right. Collins, it's okay.
Collins. I'm giving you a brand new last name here, Deborah.
She's in the Paranormal Witness Protection Agency or what?
Deborah C.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we go like with Collard Greens? Can you remember me that way?
Well, maybe I like Tim's idea. Just go with Deborah C. It'll be kind of like a Paranormal Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, it'll be like AA. In fact, I've been dipping into the anniversary champagne a little bit too much tonight, so yeah, it'll happen.
Well, yeah, Deb, thanks a lot for calling in, and you've been a good friend to us, too, you know, with your support and love and being out at the events and making it a part of. And, you know, we got to mention, too, OmegaCon is coming up in March, which is going to be huge, and it's going to be parallel to a Dragon Con, but it's going to take place in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
And in charge of the paranormal track is the lovely Deborah Collard, and she's going to – I'm going to be out there helping her MC a lot of the different talks. I'll be doing a talk out there as well because they were kind enough to invite me. So we've got some great stuff going on out there. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Deb. So what's been one of your favorite memories of Darkness Radio so far?
Well, I'll tell you what. You are such a professional.
Well, thank you.
Going to a Darkness event that it's so well laid out. Everything just seems to go off without a hitch. It's worth every ounce of time that you spend and every ounce of money that you spend to go and be there.
Oh,
I would recommend it to anyone at all.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, you know, I think my favorite memory is hanging out with you as Xena at Dragon Con. You were in your cool little leather, you know,
bustier
yeah. thing with your skirt on and looking like Xena, warrior princess, and got some cool pictures of me with my zombie eyes in, hanging out with you and your lovely daughter and Nathan, and meeting NAPS, the Paranormal Association out of Alabama. What is it, Northern Alabama?
Alabama Paranormal Society. It's a mouthful.
It is. And now you have a radio show, too. Why don't you tell people about that so they can hear you and tune in for your show?
Yes, it's called NAPS Live Radio, Haunted Southern Nights. It airs on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time on Blog Talk. So I was on tonight, and I cut it off just as quick as I could to get right over here and listen to you, because this is so special.
Well, thank you
very
much.
I mean, congratulations on 2 years.
Thank you very much, and may you have much going on in your world. Now, tell people, too, you've got your second book out now, right? And people can go pick that up?
Yes, it will be ready. Probably folks won't be able to buy it for another week or two, but my second book has been published. It is Haunted Southern Nights, The Haunted Backyard. It's wicked.
Yeah, it is. Very cool. And you've got a crazy backyard. We're going to have to talk more about that, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going to be here. You'll be up here in March. You're coming on up, right?
You bet.
Yes, absolutely. And I look forward to seeing you then.
All right.
We'll have fun at OmegaCon, and we'll have fun here in Gunnersville as well.
Well, thank you very much, Deb, and thank you for the support again. I appreciate it.
All right. I love you guys both.
Love you too, baby. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Who else do we have lined up here now, Timothy?
Well, waiting patiently on the line is Anthony.
Anthony?
Or not Anthony. I'm sorry. Andrew.
Andrew. Oh, hey, Andrew. How are you, buddy?
Doing good.
Good. Well, thank you very much for calling in and being a part of our night tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm new. I've been new to the show as well. I first started listening to the show when you had Chris Fleming on the show back when he was talking about developing your psychic, you know, your
sixth sense and psychic ability. Sure.
Because I was going through my own experience, and also I emailed you a long time ago. Told you guys, y'all have a great sense of humor.
Well, thank you very much. And Andrew, it's been nice keeping in touch with you as well, and getting the emails and IMs from you from time to time. And now you have a radio show as well, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell people how they can listen in on your show, Andrew.
I'm on Blog Talk Radio as well. My show is mainly dealing with, you know, the mediums and psychic part, and kind of looking out for the people who might get the term rip off.
Sure.
You know, because even though people claim to be what they say they are, I want to make sure I get the proper guests and inform people on what's going on with, you know, the paranormal stuff, with the mediums and psychics, and what to look for, not to look for.
Sure.
So it's going to be live again January the 9th for 2 hours. I thought to try to do a 2-hour show.
Well, good deal, buddy, and you have good luck in 2008, and keep in touch with us, okay?
Alrighty.
All right.
Good work.
Thank you, Andrew. Take
care. Bye.
Well, this has been nice. We got a lot of cool callers coming, past guests, some listeners out there. Who do we have lined up next here, Timothy?
Charlie Murphy.
Mr. Bill Murphy, how are you, sir?
I am good. How are you?
Doing good. And Bill Murphy is a documentarian and paranormal investigator par excellence, and is the creator of the world's largest ghost town DVD, which there's a link for up on our site. So click it, order a copy of that. He also has done a great documentary on the Queen Mary, and has included some footage from our first event at the Queen Mary there, some interviews, some great footage there with Jay and Grant, Chris, Patrick, myself. So how can people order those up, Chris? Or Pat? Who the hell are you, Bill? Chris, Patrick.
You can go to ghosttown.tv, and they're available there.
All right, very cool. Ghost Town TV.
Yeah.
Or ghosttown.tv, right?
Correct.
Okay, very cool. And they can pick up the DVDs there. So, Billy, now we've been friends for a year, a little over a year. You went out to our first Stanley event, and we met there just as you guys came out. You and the lovely Jen came out to be a part of the event, and then, you know, just to be a guest there. And after that, we became friends, and you started filming our events, I think, from the Queen Mary on, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Very cool. Very cool. So what would be one of your favorite darkness radio memories, either the radio show or on the live events?
Well, I enjoy both. I enjoy the shows and I enjoy the events, but the one event that has to be the most memorable wasn't necessarily paranormal, but it was at the most recent Queen Mary event where Randy Schneider and Robin surprised everybody by getting married right on stage in front of 240 people that didn't see it coming.
That was fantastic. Yeah, we had this lovely couple, Randy Schneider and Robin Dadoni, met a little over a year ago, I think it was, at our Queen Mary event briefly, right?
They met actually at...
Queen Mary event, and then got engaged
at the Stanley. That's
right. Right, yeah, they met at the Queen Mary event. Well, no, then they bumped into each other again at the Stanley event in March, April, and ended up hooking up, and I don't mean that in a naughty way, but it was really cool because Robin had told a story at the wedding, and I shared it with people. She had been at a psychic, and the psychic said, "You'll know your next person because he's going to say, 'I know you.'" And and as she was waiting in line at the Stanley event, they had lost touch between the Queen Mary, which was in January, and the Stanley, which was in March. And as she's standing in line, Randy kind of leaned out, and he said, "Hey, I know you. You're in." And they started talking, and then here this last December, they had become engaged, and they asked if they could be married at our event. We had our first ever Darkness Radio wedding, which was awesome. Jay and Grant and Chris, Patrick all stood up for them. We had Chris Hawes, Jason's wife, stood up. Tiffany Johnson. I think we also had, who else was standing up? Reese Christian. And then their friends, Dar and Jeff, were up there. So that was a great time. So, yeah, I agree. That was a fun memory. And, I've just had some great times with you, Bill, hanging out. You've been a great host every time I've come out to California to hang out with me and teach me more about the paranormal and share places and ideas and thoughts. And, man, you've been a great friend. I can't tell you how much you mean to me as a buddy.
Well, thanks a lot, and congratulations to both of you for your second-year anniversary. It's awesome.
Well, thank you, Bill, and hopefully you'll keep tuning in and being a part of our events with us.
I will.
All right, buddy. You have a good one.
You do. Take care.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
All right. Boy, we got them all calling in. You know, and I also want to thank our good friends, Tiffany Johnson and Chip Coffee, the medium psychics that you can see at almost every one of our live events. They're great people, wonderful, loving souls, and they're good people to hang out with, just as friends, above and beyond what they do for our events and promotion as well. Who do we have on the line next, Tim?
Our next guest only needs one name.
Oh, my.
Eek.
Eek the cat. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, man.
Doing good. Good. That's good to hear, man. I'm glad to have you call in because you've been there, boy, pretty close from the beginning on our events with us as well.
Yeah, I did the Queen Mary last January.
Yeah. I think that was like our third event or so. So that was awesome.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, man. I actually really want to thank you guys for setting those trips up. I mean, for the little people in the ghost hunting community, they probably would never get a chance to ever see those sites. So.
Yep. Well, Darren, I appreciate you being there and being a friend with us and hanging out at places like Dragon Con and all these different events and Ghost Stock and everything. You've been first of all, you're funny as hell. You're great to hang out with. Can you give us what's a quick little fun memory you've had of hanging out with Darkness Radio or Darkness Radio events?
Definitely, probably by far is just the hallway conversations that take place. Just the knowledge share between the different groups and different people, and just how open everybody is in the community.
I agree. Well, thank you very much for calling in and sharing some time with us tonight, Eek.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, take care, buddy.
Bye.
So, boy, we're drawing to a close. There's only 5 minutes left, and we're starting off our official third year tomorrow, Tim.
Yes,
our next show will be this Sunday, and everybody's going to want to tune in. We've got a couple of great guests showing up again this week coming up on the show for the second hour. I know we have the Constantinos,
mm-hmm.
and they are going to be joining us talking about EVPs, and they've been a good friend of the show too, boy, I can't tell you, with the cool stuff that we've been able to do. And they're going to be sharing some EVP time with us, some of the cool EVPs they've collected over the last year. We also have Christopher Balzano, who is the author of a brand new book called Dark Woods, Cults, Crimes, and the Paranormal. He's going to be on with us for the first hour this next Sunday, so you're going to want to tune in for that. Got a lot more great guests coming up. And again, if you ever have guest ideas, people that you'd like to have come on our show, then we're good to go. Okay, we got another line on here, Tim?
Yes, we do. And because I'm not screwing up any more names tonight, here's Misty.
Hey, Misty, how are you?
Hi, Dave. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for being a part of it with us and sharing and being out at our events. And we got to meet Misty 2 years ago, almost three years ago.
At UNIVCon.
And, I was watching, and there's this little gal walking around with her little dowsing rods, and And at that point, I was like, oh, yeah, dowsing rods, great. Okay, another hooligan who thinks they're some kind of psychic. And, you know, all of a sudden we start taking pictures, and around the dowsing rods, we're getting all these really weird light anomalies and strange things going on, and, you know, EVPs right over by where she's standing and saying there's things going on. And then from there, we just, you know, became friends, and Misty's been out to a couple of our events, and you've written a book. When is the book going to be out, Misty?
It'll be out earlier this year.
Very good. And what's the name of the book?
The Haunt is On.
The Haunt is On. Are you self-publishing? Where's it going to be coming out through? How can people find a copy of this?
Well, I'll probably be contacting you to see if you'll put a posting out.
Oh, you know I will.
Among other ways.
Good deal. Well, Misty, I appreciate you coming out and being with us. You got any fond memories of doing any events with us?
Oh, good Lord, yeah. I think one of my favorite ones was at Waverly with Patrick. And he and I had been doing experiments that just weren't going very well, and we were both pretty bored, I guess. And we ended up on this one floor watching this lady who was following a red ball around, saying that she was talking to the spirit of a little boy. And so we're just kind of watching, and pretty soon she says, "Are you hugging my leg?" And Patrick starts giggling. I'm looking at him like, "Are you crazy? Why are you doing that?" She's going to get embarrassed. And she said it again, and then I started laughing because I realized Patrick had thought she said, "Are you humping my leg?"
Oh, jeez.
Just knowing Patrick, and
good
just
one.
You get him laughing, and it's all done.
Yeah, I know. We've been there. Well, thank you very much, Misty. You Absolutely. Have a great night and a happy 2008.
You too, Dave.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
We've got two last calls here. I think we're going to have to squeeze in, and we'll be done with these last two calls. So who do we have here?
Let's bring up Heather first. Hi, Heather.
Hey, Heather.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Great. Well, thank you very much for calling in tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, boy. 2 years, huh? How long have you been listening?
This is a first for me.
Oh, really?
Well, not the first, but... this year it's been a first.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for tuning in and sharing with us and spending a little time with us tonight for our second anniversary.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. Have a great 2008.
You too.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Who else do we got lined up here, Tim?
We got the PPRS crew. Here's Sid.
Hey, Sid from PPRS. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. And is Trish there?
Yes, she's here.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys, for being such great support and great friends to us this last year. It's really meant a lot.
Sure. Happy anniversary, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And many more. And, you know, Trish and Sid helped us get some fantastic autographed posters at the last charity auction at the Queen Mary so we could help raise $13,000 for Shriners Children's Hospital. They made the calls out. You guys are great. Thank you very much for all you do, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you.
Have another great year.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. And we have our final call, Tim.
The other part of the PPRS crew, here's Don.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Real good. How you doing?
Doing good, sweetie. Thank you very much for all you've done this last year in support and helping us, too. I know you're always quick to repost my blogs and bulletins and let people know what's going on with our events and going on with our radio show. And
some videos.
That's right. Throwing out some great videos and keeping us in the eye. So thank you very much for your help.
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations on the second year anniversary. This is great. And if it hadn't been for you, I would not have hooked up with PPRS.
Oh, great.
And Marty and Michael, and it's really been great. You guys have really brought this into being a thing where people can get together and share in the paranormal, and I really want to appreciate it.
Well, thank you
very
much.
And congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening and spending 2 years with us. We hopefully will be here for another 48, and hopefully we'll have you all along for the ride. Tim?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys again Sunday night, 10 o'clock Central Time to midnight, and every Sunday night after that. Thanks again, everybody. It's been a great 2 years, and we look forward to a lot more.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.